Behind the Scenes at the Museum by Kate Atkinson. Read by Susan Jameson. Chapter 1. 1951. Conception. I exist. I am conceived to the chimes of midnight on the clock on the mantelpiece in the room across the hall. The clock once belonged to my great-grandmother, a woman called Alice, and its tired chime counts me into the world. I'm begun on the first stroke and finished on the last when my father rolls off my mother and is plunged into a dreamless sleep, thanks to the 5 pints of John Smith's best bitter he's drunk in the punch bowl with his friends Walter and Bernard Belling. At the moment at which I moved from nothingness into being, my mother was pretending to be asleep, as she often does at such moments. My father, however, is made of stern stuff, and he didn't let that put him off. My father's name is George, and he's a good 10 years older than my mother, who is now snoring into the next pillow. My mother's name is Berenice, but everyone has always called her Bunty. Bunty doesn't seem like a very grown-up name to me. Would I be better off with a mother with a different name? A plain Jane? A maternal Mary? Or something romantic? Something that doesn't sound quite so much like a girl's comic? An Aurora? A Camille? Too late now. Bunty's name will be Mummy for a few years yet, of course, but after a while there won't be a single maternal noun. Mummy, Mum, Ma'am, Ma, Mama, Mom, Mommy, that seems appropriate, and I more or less give up calling her anything. Poor Bunty. We live in a place called Above the Shop, which is not a strictly accurate description, as both the kitchen and dining room are on the same level as the shop itself.